People of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, with custom-made scrapbooking supplies, along with consignment clothing. It is 19 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Historic hearings underway at The Hague, the top court of the UN, listening to arguments about the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of the Palestinian territories. That is the largest hospital in Gaza's south, and Khan Yunis falls under military control in Tel Aviv. ABC's Marcus Moore.
Nasser Hospital shutting down after that raid by Israeli forces last week. Inside the hospital, the IDF saying they found unused medicine that was intended for Israeli hostages. The Gaza Health Ministry saying Israel has arrested dozens of healthcare workers and effectively turned the hospital into military barracks, adding that 7 intensive care patients died due to lack of power.
In suburban Minneapolis, 3 first responders were shot and killed when they showed up to a domestic violence call. 6 people were shot, 1 killed when a gunfight broke out at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis last night. The Daytona 500 set to start later today, delayed a day by heavy rain. This is ABC News. A Pennsylvania judge now facing attempted murder charges accused of shooting an ex-boyfriend.
Court documents say suspended Dauphin County, Pennsylvania Judge Sonia McKnight's ex-boyfriend phoned 911 over the weekend. He said he couldn't see and was in a lot of pain. They say he had a gunshot wound to the head. An affidavit says the judge tried to convince him that he had shot himself. Court docs also say McKnight tested positive for gunshot residue on her hands. McKnight was suspended without pay in November over alleged court misconduct. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Police in Chicago think an 83-year-old man may be up to some old tricks and could be behind a months-long string of bank robberies. Donald Bennett was convicted of bank robbery in 1989, got out of prison in 2020. And the defenseless NBA All-Star Game bordering on the ridiculous.
Damian Lillard with a triple. From half court, he's got 39.
That call on ESPN giving the Eastern Conference 211 points. The West, 186. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Do you have craft supplies that you need but can't find them locally? At the Creative Outlet, I create my supply orders by what my customers want to buy. Show me exactly what you need to finish your current project and get ideas for that next creation. My goal at the Creative Outlet is to keep you creative and happy. Thanks for shopping locally at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Coming up next, an update on weather.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
Oh, yeah.
use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 44, partly cloudy and mild conditions, south to southeast winds at 5 to 8. For tonight, a few clouds and chilly, a low of 26. Tuesday, partly sunny and spring-like, a high of 49. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 29. Wednesday, 54 and partly sunny. For Thursday, 50 and Friday, 35. By Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 32. So some very spring-like weather. If you read, keep reading. High of around 60 by next Monday. My goodness. Right now we're at 19 degrees on a Monday morning, February 19th.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight in my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. T-shirt in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. No lie, baby, you're the only girl in mine. You're the only girl in mine. Yeah, you're the only girl in mine.
That's Parma Lee on WRCO Radio. 9 minutes after 7, we hope it was a good weekend for you. Yeah, it was a pretty nice weekend to get out and maybe get a few things done. Is it too early for yard work? I don't know. It kind of is for me. I've got some divots in the yard from the snowplow, but do I slide them back and kind of put it back on, you know, kind of put the green grass wig back on the turf there? Or do I wait because they could just get slid back again later? I don't know. I'm still thinking we're going to be needing a snowplow somewhere along the line. But, you know, every week that goes by, it kind of does make you wonder a little bit, huh? Tricking us a little bit, I think, this year. Trying to figure things out between a man and a woman.
When you say I'm fine, that means I did something wrong.
Your bathroom breaks, why do they always take so long?
I told you that I loved you. It's not my fault if you forget.
Let me spell it out for you, 'cause you don't get it yet. I want flowers for no reason.
Bring me bacon and a kiss. It's really not that hard. I don't know why you think it is. It's like teaching sign language to a monkey with no hands. Trying to figure out a woman. I just want to watch the game.
I need you to wash the dishes.
That's why I bought paper plates.
I want you to read my mind.
I'm scared you'll read mine back.
I've got caviar dreams.
I'll take a soda and Big Mac. Now can you always have a headache?
Won't you wipe the toilet lid?
It's really not that hard. I don't know why you think it is. It's like teaching sign language to a monkey with no hands. Trying to figure out a woman.
Trying to understand a man.
You know means no and yes means maybe.
And your maybe means no way.
Why can't you say what you mean?
Why can't you mean what you say?
Where's all my stuff?
It's really not that hard. I don't know why you think it is. It shouldn't be this complicated for my mind to comprehend. Trying to figure out a woman.
Trying to understand a man.
Oh, trying to understand a woman.
Trying to figure out
if I drove a truck
and I were a waitress
and I ordered coffee
and I poured you some,
then you'd stop by on your way sometimes later,
and if we arm wrestled I'd see that you won.
I eat my baby, ride easy, ride high in the saddle all day.
If your loving is good
and your cooking ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away.
If I were a wimp, some pale señorita,
and I a bullfighter way down in the sand, while the band kept on playing that old Cassidore, would you throw me a flower?
Would you take my hand?
I my baby, ride easy, ride high in the saddle all day.
If your loving is good
and your cooking ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away. Country.
I'd be your first lady and fix up the White House while you were away.
Waiting while you're passing
time with world leaders. Left alone together, alone we might lay. I, my baby, ride easy, ride high in the saddle all day.
If your loving is good
and your cooking ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away.
If your loving is good
and your cooking ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away. We'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away.
Johnny and June on WRCO. Today, a reminder, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 1 until 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, by visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Well, we'll see about some jokes. We can do anything about that coming up here during Chet's Chuckle in just a little bit today. This is Sam Hunt.
Got a girl from the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fit in them blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I got ways in it.
Sam Hunt on WRCO FM 100.9. It's 19 after 7.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
This is Garrett with Batesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Batesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Batesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes from Sauk County a complete milking herd dispersal and a few close heifers, 45 head of homebred and raised Holsteins, AI breeding for generations. From Lafayette County, 14 head of organic milk cows, 10 milking and bred back, and 4 are dry. 5 head of registered identified milking shorthorns, 2 two-year-old bulls, a Patriot out of an 86.2 year old dam, and a Comanche from an 87 point, top milk and protein yearling heifer, and 3 milking recently fresh cows from the same herd, plus the weekly run of fresh cows and 2 year olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull along with baby heifer and bull calves. For up to date listings, visit stadieauction.com, and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30.
Is it too late for me to become physically active? Should I take special precautions? Hi, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. More and more older adults are proving that you are never too old to exercise. When starting a program, you should take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Don't try to do too much too fast. Exercise in an intensity appropriate for you. Pick activities that are fun, that suit your needs, and can be done year-round. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. Take more time to warm up and cool down before and after a workout. Stretch slowly. Simon's Recreation Complex is a participating member of the Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs, which are leading fitness programs designed specifically for older adults. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active incorporates the above precautions in all of their exercise classes. Call or stop in today with your Medicare supplement insurance card. You may be eligible for a free membership to Simon's Recreation Complex, including all classes. Stop by today and learn why many of our adults refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Let Simon's Recreation Complex show you how to increase your energy levels while decreasing the aches and pains of aging. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Working more actively into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your health.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, friends and neighbors. It's Yours truly, Phil Nee, flying solo today. Hank is missing in action. I think maybe too much wild stuff going on over the weekend. Too much wrestling for him on Saturday. I don't know. But anyway, he is missing in action this morning. So we'll have to dock him his pay. But nonetheless, yeah, good day of wrestling. We had lots of local athletes to talk about. And the state individual wrestling tournament begins on Thursday in Madison. And we'll join the coverage coming up around 7 o'clock on Thursday night. That's when a lot of the local wrestlers will be on the mat for the first time. So we anticipate that. Bill Twining was in this morning. I said, Bill, no, the equipment's not ready yet. I know you want to go to Madison, but it doesn't start till Thursday. So he's gung-ho. I know David Wormand is as well. And we'll look forward to that coverage. Speaking of sports, a big weekend for the NBA All-Stars. 211 points for the Eastern Conference, breaking the previous high of 196, which is bad enough, but 211 points. Damian Lillard of the Bucks with the MVP award, and he also won the three-point contest. Hopefully that transitions into maybe doing a little bit more for the Bucks. They kind of feel like he's underachieved, although he's had some good scoring nights, but maybe that'll kind of pick it up a little bit for him when he returns to Milwaukee, his real team. Coming up this week, Friday is the next time that they play in the NBA. Also, over the weekend, certainly making our way back from wrestling, Hank said that he was a little hungry, so we actually did stop off and we visited the King, and I forgot to get a crown, but I think I still have one, a Burger King crown, but I don't want to tell tales, but Hank fell off the wagon just a little bit in terms of his diet. Not much, but it was his cheat day, he said, so that's fine, but well, I didn't get much to eat. I was the one that was kind of more on the diet. So they wrapped up our burgers, and whoever wrapped it didn't wrap it all that tightly. So get in the car, and we're heading out, and I picked up the wrapper, and it wasn't wrapped very tightly, and the whole sandwich just came apart and fell in my lap. So I had pickles and ketchup and onions in my lap. Didn't get too much on Hank's car seat, which he had just cleaned, but most of it on my pants. So that was real nice. I didn't have much to eat then. It just kind of lost my appetite when I looked at it. It was all over the place and my hands and everything else. But then the other problem was I got home and I smelled like pickles and ketchup and hamburgers, and June wouldn't leave me alone. Come on, June. But you smell like pickles and ketchup. I know, but wait a minute, I guess I dreamed that. Anyway, but we got along all right, got home and had a little bit of a rest day yesterday as well. It was a nice day yesterday, nice, beautiful sunshine out there and some good fresh air. And so it looks like more of the same of that this week. The Chet's chuckle of the week. It's too bad I don't have Hank here to enlighten us with all of his jokes. But we do have a contributor from the mailbag today. This is Ricky Herbers, who is 5. Dear Phil and Hank, here is a joke that you can use. What do you call a cat that eats lemons? A sourpuss. Thank you, Ricky. We appreciate that. That's better than any of our stuff, that's for sure. Let me see. What do we have from the 6th grade comedy club? What do you call people who sleep in their socks? Tiny. Oh, of course. Let me see. What else? What do pigs use in the shower? Of course, they use hogwash. They do. And why shouldn't you marry a calendar? Because its days are numbered. So are the Chet's chuckle jokes. Anyway, we'll have more coming up after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels, too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Also, over the weekend, on Friday, we had a trivia question about the most embarrassing thing you wouldn't want your friends to see now. You'd be just really knocked out if your friends saw, and the answer was your senior picture. So I had made the comment that I have no choice. People can see it. It's on display, along with all of the other Ithaca graduates down the halls of Ithaca there. And about an hour later, I get this post, and somebody says, "Hey, look at this guy." What? So I thank you. I believe it was Adam Hess who went down the hall and took a picture of that. So thank you, Adam, because we had some comments about that. And so there was no denying, there was no hiding. There I was in all my glory from about 1981 or something like that. And I'm not sure. Kind of I resembled the cartoon strip character Funky Winkerbean at that point. I looked funky with the longer hair and the denim, blue denim vest from my Urban Cowboy leisure suit. Yeah, that was something else. So a comedian shows up at his gig at an old age home. The director says, "Listen, we're thrilled that you're here. It's very rare that we get entertainment. You see, everyone has some cognitive memory issues." So the comedian says, "Well, that doesn't sound very good." And the director says, no, they'll love you. They'll be so happy to get some entertainment. You'll see." So the comedian goes out and tells his first joke and gets a big laugh. He thinks, well, that's a good start. So he decides to tell the same joke again. This time he gets an even bigger laugh. So he tells it again, a gigantic laugh. The audience is falling out of their seats. He tells the same joke a few more times. Each time it gets an even bigger response. The whole time there's a guy in the back watching the show, but not laughing, just sitting there rubbing his chin. Finally, the comedian tells the same joke one last time, and he says, "Good night, everybody," and thunderous applause, huge standing ovation. As he's leaving, the comedian walks past the guy in the back. The guy says, "That's quite a show you just did there." And the comedian says, "Thank you very much." The guy says, "Let me ask you something. How do you remember all those jokes?" That's it for Chet's Chuckle. This is Phil Lee. Hoping you have a great day. We'll check birthdays and anniversaries coming up next.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905. Or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
This day in history, Thomas Edison received a U.S. patent for an improved photograph or speaking machine. So that was quite an innovation. We still use it here at WRCO. 1974, Dick Clark staged the first American Music Awards as an alternative to the industry-dominated Grammy Awards. The first big winner, as voted on by the fans, "Tie a Yellow Ribbon" by Tony Orlando and Dawn. 1995, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee married actress Pamela Anderson of the TV show Baywatch 4 days after they met. That was 1995. And celebrity birthdays today include singer Smokey Robinson, who is 84, and also singer Lou Christie, who is 81. Actress Justine Bateman is 58 on the 19th of February. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up courtesy of the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday from the Richland Center Primary School to Esperanza Valerio, also to Cassidy Earhart and Dominic Olson, all celebrating today. Here's a wish to Kim Anderson, have a great day, from Mom. To Lyle Holloway from Butchie and Mags. And today is the birthday of Teresa Clary from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Have a great day to Teresa. Also from Lori and the guys. And a favorite daughter, Teresa. Have a wonderful day. Love from Mom and Dad. 19th of February wishes today. Also, we have a wish for Lorna Maxwell from Park Street Christian Church. To Sean Gard and Norma Gard, who share the same date. All the best from Diane. To Jacob Dickman from the residents and staff of Schmidtwillen Hills. Happy birthday, Colin Alderman from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Jordan Burns from Beulah Wesleyan Church. And Mike Dietzman from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Cade Harlan, happy birthday from Aunt Nancy Harlan. The RC Lions today bringing us wishes for Cade Johnson, to Kim Anderson and Easton Ruland. Also Brody Tyler, Teresa Clary, and Lorna Maxwell. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Colin Alderman, Teresa Clary, and Jake Dickman. Happy anniversary to Ken and Mary Ann Pine. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today gives us wishes for Todd Beckus, to Nikki Chitwood, Cade Johnson, Darren Meese, and Sonia Rowe, Brooke Shemick, Keith Ward, and Kason Wirtz. Happy anniversary to Mommy, Nikki Chitwood, from Tinley and Brantley. And happy anniversary to Kenneth and Mary Ann Pine today from Rick and Julie Pine. It's worth mentioning the number of years together today for Kenneth and Mary Ann. 69 years of wedded bliss. Congratulations to you both.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidtwillen Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidtwillen Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, John. All right. Well, coming up on News Time, Joanne will have an update for us in just a little while today from FM 100.9. We're still at 19. That's the overnight low today.
From Adam's side, God formed his bride, beautiful as could be. And standing here beside you, I see he's done the same for me. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful as you. There were times when my impatient heart didn't want to wait for you. It just seemed like you would never come, and I didn't know what to do. I almost gave up waiting and started looking on my own. But then the Lord brought you to me, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. From Adam's side, God formed his bride, beautiful as could be. And standing here beside you, I see he's done the same for me. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful as you. I promise that you will always be a treasure in my heart, to have and to hold so tenderly till death do we part. With this ring I pledge to you a never-ending love that will carry you through all we do till we reach our home above. From Adam's side, God formed his bride, beautiful as could be. And standing here beside you, I see he's done the same for me. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful as you. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful, beautiful as you.
Billy Walker here on WRCO and Adam's Side. Thanks for joining us today. As we get along with regular features, we'll have our news, weather, and sports update. Sports next hour, we'll unveil more on the brackets. The WIAA Boys Basketball Tournament starts a week from tomorrow night, and those brackets were unveiled during a reveal that was posted and also was shown on statewide TV and streaming yesterday. So that will join the girls tournament actually begins tomorrow night, and then the boys the following week as well. So it is getting right down there to the end of the winter sports season, which I love the winter sports season, but it's also kind of nice when it's staying lighter longer and starting to get a little bit more looking like the next season. So, but anyway, we'll talk about that coming up next hour. Quite a few games going on tonight in boys basketball as well. We'll share that schedule. The Bucks don't get back into action until Friday, it sounds like. Joanna has the news coming up next.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Indulge your taste buds at the Richland Locker. This week's specials include a treat for meat lovers. Savor the tenderness of boneless country ribs at just $2.98 per pound. Craving a burst of flavor? Try the Mesquite Barbecue Country Ribs, only $3.98 per pound. Quality meats, unbeatable prices. Visit them at downtown Richland Center and elevate your dining experience. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 19 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Partly cloudy and mild today with a high of 44. Tonight a few clouds and chilly with a low of 26. In Richland Center, the air is calm and we're at our morning low of 19 degrees.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Immediate action is needed to help ensure a just and equitable transition to a carbon-free energy future from creating extensive environmental light pollution. State Representative Travis Tranel introduced the Starry Skies Preservation Bill to address the impact on families and small-town communities who depend on clean, clear skies and outdoor tourism for their livelihood in areas such as the Driftless Region. Interest in wind projects is on the rise as the country shifts from fossil fuels to renewables. In August 2019, Governor Tony Evers directed the Wisconsin Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy to create a comprehensive clean energy plan. The CEP seeks to put Wisconsin on a path for all electricity consumed within the state to be 100% carbon-free by 2050. This is Travis Tranel.
We have been getting quite a few constituents that are complaining about some of the unintended consequences of all of these green energy projects that we are seeing in southwest Wisconsin. One of the big complaints I am getting is that we have way too many blinking lights in southwest Wisconsin at night, on top of windmills, on top of transmission lines, and this bill says that those lights have to be turned off unless there is a plane within the vicinity.
Current law already requires a DOT height permit for structures of certain sizes, but no light mitigation requirements for nearby affected residents or small town communities. According to guidelines from the Federal Aviation Administration, aircraft detection lighting systems reduce the effects of lighting systems on nearby communities and migratory birds. The detection systems also help the light bulbs last longer. The bill requires the construction of a wind energy system or high voltage transmission line tower to submit a notice to the Federal Aviation Administration because of its height or location and seek FAA approval to install a light mitigating technology system and be installed within 24 months. For existing wind energy systems or high voltage transmission line towers, the permit must be amended to add the condition that the owner obtain FAA approval to install LMTS and be installed within 24 months of the permit amendment. New COVID guidelines from the CDC are expected soon. People with mild symptoms will no longer have to isolate for 5 days. Ajay Sethi is professor of population health sciences at UW-Madison.
People should still isolate if they have significant symptoms,
and the CDC will recommend that. But if their symptoms are mild, if they don't have a fever without any medications to assist with that, they can go about their normal day, normal lives, and not have to isolate for those 5 days, which is the current recommendation.
Sethi says the new recommendations, expected in April, will shift more of the burden to protect oneself on those people who are at higher risk for severe disease. You can help your future college graduate out by investing in the future now. Chelsea Wunicky from the Department of Financial Institutions says the EdVest program is designed for Wisconsinites.
The fact that we have state oversight of the plan helps them feel that it's more trustworthy, helps them know that it's the best option for Wisconsin families and for families like them.
The program isn't just for college, but can also be applied to apprenticeships, technical colleges, and other vocational programs.
If that's not the path that your child or beneficiary is going to take, keep in mind that the funds can also be used for vocational programs through technical colleges, through registered apprenticeship programs.
Wunicky says you can also qualify for a tax deduction on your 2023 taxes if you sign up and start donating to an EdVest account before April 15th. You can find out more online at edvest.com. River Valley School District residents will see two capital referendum questions on the April 2nd ballot. Lauren Glassbrenner is the River Valley District Administrator.
I had from my board this mission to dig into where's River Valley going to be in the next 20 years? What are we going to look like in 20 years? We know that declining enrollment has affected us. We know that our buildings are aging. We know the region in general is aging with people. So what's going to look like and how can we think about being sustainable 20 years from now? So it's kind of that vision for 2040, if you will, which sounds crazy, but it's out there.
An advisory task force made up of community members was created to get input from the community.
They said to really think about going to capital referendum now. We have some aging parts of our buildings that we really need to address. Another part that they really wanted us to take a look at was the space that's used up at a Plain building. We have a Plain Early Learning Center, which is a satellite school 11 miles away from our campus, and it only has seven classrooms, seven wonderful classrooms, but they were hoping that we could consider what it would look like if those classrooms were down on the River Valley campus in Spring Green. So they kind of gave us some tasks to really pursue that referendum, but also think about some other things as we did that. Vacate a building up in Plain, kind of take care of some ADA needs. The American Disabilities Act in 1992 came through. Most of our buildings were built before 1992, so they wanted us to make sure that we were remaining compliant to ADA needs. Another thing they wanted us to really take a hard look at is they wanted us to look at safe and secure entrances. We don't have a lot of security in the front of our buildings because a lot of our offices are in the center of a building. So they wanted us to take a look at that.
Glassbrenner says the first question includes renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million.
The first question really tries to address closing down that building up in Plain, and it really thinks about renovations at the elementary and middle high school, safe and secure entrances at two of those buildings, but really taking care of some of that building infrastructure and ADA needs for all three buildings.
The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million.
Question two was another group of families that were there that really wanted us to highlight the need for a performing arts center. River Valley has a strong history in performing arts, both the choral, the band, as well as the performing arts in drama. So those three factions were very vocal in hoping that we could consider thinking about adding a performing arts space to our high school as it exists right now.
Each question can pass or fail on its own. Glassbrenner says the impact on your taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just one or two or both.
They have the right to say yes and no or no and yes, right? So they get to decide as the voters of our district and as our community to tell us what the direction we should go. So yes, they can. It is not an all in one. It is question one out there for just under $20 million. And that second question for a performing arts space would be just above $14 million. It would add on for question one. And we're going to just take a look at it for, let's say your house is worthy of $100,000. The monthly rate of that that increase in your taxes would be around $10.50. So if you voted yes to question one and your house is worth $100,000, you would see an additional cost in your taxes of about $10.50. If you said yes to both questions, the second question is right around the $7.65. But if you said yes to both, it's a little bit above $18 if you said yes to both. And again, this is additional taxes if your home was worth right around $100,000.
River Valley Administrator Lauren Glassburner urges all community members to attend a public meeting to find out more about the referendum questions.
One of the public meetings is going to be over at our high school, and that'll be in the cafeteria space, and that's on February 27th. And again, this will be on the mailing that comes out to every home or family. We have another public meeting on March 4th, and that's at 6 o'clock. And then we'll have a third one on March 21st at 5. So at the end of February and all throughout March, we'll be available to answer your questions. We do have on rvschools.org a website set up for all the information about the referendum. You'll be getting this mailer.
For more information, attend the first community meeting, again being held Tuesday, February 27th at 5 in the high school cafeteria, or check out the River Valley School District website. That site again is rvschools.org. The Richland Center Fire Department responded to a grass fire Saturday afternoon on Foley Lane. The call came in around 12:20. 7 units and 24 firefighters responded and were on scene for an hour. No injuries were reported. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Give the gift of life today. You can save up to 3 lives by becoming a blood donor at the American Red Cross Blood Drive today from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Additional blood drives will be held this week on Wednesday from 11 to 4 at Weston High School and Friday from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Appointments can be made for any of the blood drives by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Small Ruminant webinar series provides research-driven solutions to popular sheep production issues. It also connects sheep and goat producers to useful tools, techniques, and tricks of the trade, and tips from the field. Learn from the experts at other small producers like you. Webinars will be hosted by Carolyn Eady, Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist, UW-Madison Division of Extension, and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. A webinar will be held via Zoom at 7:30 Wednesday. Learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/4R468P.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Monday, February 19th. Martin Joseph Bolin, 92, of rural Laval, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Vaulton Friends Church in Vaulton. Burial will follow at the Oak Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Vaulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Casanova Fire Department EMT or a Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Martin Joseph Bolin, 92, of rural Laval. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died Thursday at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwak. Burial will be at the Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwak. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwak American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93 of Laval.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM.